You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star called it yesterday. He said Rams by three. I doubted him. I said he don't know that.
Yeah. Well, he was right.
After a nerve-wracking, exciting, event-filled game, I just want to check on your soul this morning, Brian. How is it outpouring this morning?
That boy is good.
That's what you're feeling?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm feeling. There's nothing to be sad about that game coming from the Chiefs side of things. Mahomes threw 6 touchdowns. Oh, just a lot to take away, Shay.
Well,
what is your soul saying?
Well, Brian, just feel this.
Okay.
Up until the last minute, my heart was palpitating.
Palpitating?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I said, come on, you can do it. I wanted this so bad, Brian. I wanted this for Mahomes. I wanted it for him. I wanted it for this city.
I wanted it too.
We all is not lost, but I just wanted it.
Let's go do some highlights real quick. First quarter, Chiefs down 13-0. Mahomes hits Tyreek Hill to put the Chiefs on the board.
He's got him for the touchdown. Does he ever? Mahomes to Hill. What a response. 25-yard touchdown catch for Hill. Just what the Chiefs needed.
Oh, man, it was a back-and-forth heavyweight brawl. Middle of the second quarter, Chiefs down 16-10. Mahomes gets Peaches and Kareem in the building to give the Chiefs the lead.
And what a golden opportunity now. Screen. Triple play action sets up the screen for Hunt. Blockers in front, and Kareem Hunt will go right in.
Man, he can run the ball. Fast forward to the fourth quarter where the Chiefs are down 40-30. Tyreek Hill catches a bomb from Patrick Mahomes to pull him within 3 points.
Mahomes winds it up, wide open is Hill. How quick was that? 73 yards.
Oh boy, Shay. Immediately after that, the defense came to make some plays. Justin Houston with a sack and strip off Jared Goff, getting the Chiefs a 44-40 lead with 11:07 to go.
Third and 11. Goff, ball is out! Ball is out! And Allen Bailey scores!
Wow.
The Chiefs take the lead!
Oh, man, but in the end, it was not enough as our old friend, Mr. Marcus Peters, essentially sealed the deal for Los Angeles.
Action. He's going to wind it up. Downfield, a wobbler is intercepted. It is picked off. Marcus Peters, the former Chief.
Yeah. Chiefs fall 54-51, 9-2. Still first place in the AFC.
Yes.
Still first place in the AFC West. Patrick Mahomes, 6 touchdown passes on the night, 37 touchdown passes on the year. Tyreek Hill surpasses 1,000 yards for the season. Even with 5 turnovers, a plethora of flags from the refs.
Hella penalties.
They didn't call anything on Los Angeles. There were blatant holds on our defensive line, and they didn't call anything. I was baffled by that. Bye week this week, the Chiefs take a break, and we'll be back at it on December 2nd at Oakland to face the Raiders.
As you were playing those clips, I realized I need to shave my legs because the hair was standing.
It is wintertime.
Up again, you know. Basically,
I know.
In the wintertime,
I know. And you have, and you know, you have a right to do that. That's fine.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Partly sunny right now. You're clear 25. On 18th and Vine. Shay, what's poppin'?
Well, Diddy held a private memorial for his ex Kim Porter at his Bel Air home on Sunday. According to folks that were there, it was just the closest friends and family and several celebrities. French Montana, Mary J. Blige, Pharrell, Kamora Lee Simmons was there. And they say it was beautiful, Brian.
Yeah. Still praying for Diddy, man. I know he's really going through it with this. I don't think he takes death easy.
I'll be sure as well.
Yeah.
And what did I read the other day that Dallas Austin said that he had a relationship with her too?
Yeah, I saw a picture. They were like prom dates or something.
And something that he did was in honor of her as well. Come on. You know it's a lot in there, boy.
Come on, pull it out.
It's a lot in there.
It's cool if you can't. It's fine.
It might come up later.
Okay, cool.
Now that's my kind of stuff.
Snoop Dogg received a star on the Walk of Fame on yesterday, and he thanked his dang self.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad
Hey, a true icon Snoop Dogg is. Love him. How can you hate Snoop Dogg?
I try to be humble and stuff, but maybe that's another way we gotta go.
What?
Thank me.
You can do that in your private time. That ain't the best. Come on, dog.
Not the best public representation.
It ain't, man. You corny. You know what I'm saying? That's what I get out of it.
Malik Yoba says he's ready to bring back New York Undercover.
Oh, okay.
You think the people want to
I mean, it's a show. Like, you still got Law and Order, right? You still got those type of shows. My only question with that is like, who's going to be doing the music? You gonna have Lil Uzi Vert in a jazz lounge, you know, performing EXO Tour Life?
It might not be a jazz lounge no more.
All right, friends, hear that?
It might be something else.
Okay.
It can't be the jazz lounge.
Because, you know, like, the music got to be correct. Because on that show, the music was always a step above things.
I'm looking at this picture. He's not quite the same icon that he was when the show was on 20 years ago. He's just a little bit...
He going to be a police
chief. He's retaining
chief.
A little water the picture that I'm looking at.
Too much dip on your chip.
He just going to have to be the police chief or sheriff or something this time.
Sheriff?
You know, he can't be
running... They don't have sheriffs in New York.
Oh, my bad. Well, he can't be running around New York.
Yeah, and then what about his partner? Torres.
He can be the battalion or something. I don't know.
The what?
The battalion. Chief battalion.
What is this?
Something I just made up. It's all good though. You laughing at me either.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's almost unbelievable that Joey Cuts got here on time.
Really?
This man, cook-a-doodle-doo, is notoriously late.
Right.
Cook-a-doodle-doo!
He was up this morning because it's important. It's an important day.
That's right. It's the 11th annual Turkey Tuesday. Negro Leagues Baseball Museum is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joey, this is an event that the station, you know, supports because you're giving back to your community, and you've been doing so for the past 11 years.
And not just support, but you guys have been holding it down for me for the last 11 years. So I got to make sure I mention that because 103, they are a huge supporter of the foundation. So I really thank y'all for that.
Well, Joey, we usually have border wars.
Yeah.
It's usually Missouri versus Kansas.
We still do.
We got Eric here from Clipping the Please. Mm-hmm. So... First, I'm going to have y'all arm wrestle to figure out which man is the best. Right. Then we're going to collect the turkeys and see
now,
who got the most support.
Thing, is this more of a shade type of...
Oh, yeah, she definitely throwing shade your way, fam.
No!
Yes, she is.
How?
Why would you have them do that? We talking about giving out turkeys to the community. All
right. Thank you.
I was just trying to add an extra level of fun.
Right.
We can race in the parking lot. Let's go right now.
Right foot race.
Oh, I would love to see that. Hold on, let me go live.
Right. Or we can just see who can collect the most turkeys.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we need to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If y'all want to be boring, all right.
Okay, that's cool. Joey, where are some of the drop-off spots that people can drop turkeys off to?
So we got two locations. Of course, we're going to be holding it down on 18th and Vine at the museums of 18th and Vine. And then we also have...
Clipping the Please, 3211 State Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas.
It's right by gate.
So what is your prediction, Joey, on this year? I think Kansas was very close, if not beat you last year, right?
Yeah, see, close just really ain't good enough. But they got there. They almost got. Nah, I mean, so our predictions for this year, honestly, is just to have one more than whatever Kansas get. That's really our goal. Whatever number they have, we gonna get one more.
Just know we make that number pretty high. So
straight up. Yeah.
Somebody gonna have to run to the store or run after something to get that one more turkey.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. See, the good thing is on the Missouri side, we actually got stores that sell turkeys all night, man. You know, over on Kansas, they, you know, they, if they want to go get some bales of hay or something, they can.
Come on, man. Come on, dog.
We just gotta make sure we make it back over the water with the turkey.
Right.
So this is something that goes on and on and on. It's not just 2 or 3 hours that you're doing this.
Yeah, it's 24 hours. I mean, actually, what time is it right now? We got, what is it?
6:40.
So 6:40. So we got about another hour and 20 minutes where we remain friends. And then after that, we enemies for 24 hours. And then we be back friends again.
So it starts at 8?
Yeah, it starts at 8. Okay. That's the time it kick off. You know, 8 o'clock. I ain't got no love for Kansas.
I'm leaving now.
Right. Kansas, everybody that's tuning in right now, 8 o'clock, I ain't got no love for y'all for 24 hours.
That's a bus
you know?
From out here.
Oh, my God. So you drove?
Yeah, I drove.
Yeah, I drove.
Yeah.
The Metro run out here, you good. Go get you an Uber or something.
So if all my Uber drivers, if you're listening right now, if Eric Williams contacts you, you going to go to Kansas. You know, just drop them off at State Line.
So Joey, every year you've been saying that you would cut your dreads if you reached a certain number. Is that on again for this year?
So we didn't never get to that number. So no, that was
that's off the table this year.
It's off the table this year.
I'm looking
it's
to get
looking
this.
Like it's about to go. I think it's off the table.
I'm looking for a career change. So I might have to hold on to him for a little bit, and then
that's because he's scared Kansas gonna win.
Well, yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
What he's scared is that together we're going to reach the goal.
That's right. And that's what matters.
Yeah,
that's right.
I do really believe so. So this goal that we're talking about for the last several years, our goals have been 2,000 turkeys. And the closest that we got was 1,700.
Wow.
And I really believe that this year is going to be that year we're going to get over 2,000 turkeys. So
yes.
Everybody that's listening, if you guys can just do us a huge favor, make sure y'all reach out to people, tell them about it, because the biggest thing is making sure that we got enough people to give these turkeys to.
Right.
So that's important. We got three primary focuses this year. Our main things is feeding our communities physically, mentally, and spiritually. But more importantly, we want to make sure that physically is taken care of by giving all these turkeys to everybody in need. And and please do not limit this event to people that are homeless, because the truth of the matter is a lot of our people that may be homeless, they don't have anywhere to cook the turkey, you know. So kind of just keep that in mind, you know. Everybody needs help. We just here to give a hand up, not a hand out, and you know, we'll have to have fun in the process.
No Joey Foundation 11th Annual Turkey Tuesday.
That's right.
Kicking off at 8 a.m. until 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
NoJoeyFoundation.org.
Yes, ma'am.
For donations.
KNOW, Joey Foundation. Not N-O, KNOW, JoeyFoundation.org.
And, so people can do donations.
Yeah, do donations. And also check out the list of events we got. Because we got a lot of stuff going on throughout the day. We got Jermaine Reed. He's going to be broadcasting live at noon. We got Julie Jones. She's going to be back down there from 3 to 7 broadcasting live. We have an entrepreneur forum. I'm really excited about that. We have several people that's on the panel, and we're going to have different groups or whatnot. We have Santa Claus. You know what I mean? So we're going to have a Santa Claus come down, bring your families, young and old.
That's right.
All the way from the North Pole. Santa's going to be there taking pictures with family.
To my 12th Street North Pole? Or?
Yeah, man. Down north. But we got the black Santa Claus in the house. We also will be having game night from 9 to midnight. So come down there for that. We're going to have a lot of fun. Everything is free. From top to bottom, everything is free, from the food to the activities to the games. to the breakout groups. Everything is free, and we just want to make sure that our community is having a good time rocking and rolling with us on 18th and Vine and also over in Kansas.
There it is. Turkey Tuesday. Thank you so much, Joey Cuss. We appreciate all thank the work you. You do.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Brian, I've got to thank Julie Jones for setting up this interview. We've got the Honorable Congresswoman from the state of Kansas, Sharice Davids.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how does that feel when you hear that?
It feels surreal still, even though I just spent a week doing orientation in Washington, D.C., it still feels very surreal.
So take us back to when you decided that you wanted to run. What was the impetus for that decision?
I'd say the impetus was that I was looking at the slate of candidates that were running in the primary against Kevin Yoder. And frankly, I just felt like we could do a little bit better. Just in terms of progress, in terms of what like Kansas has to offer, what the 3rd District has to offer. And, you know, there was not a woman in the race at that time at the beginning of the year. And yeah, I looked at also the various candidates and their experience, and none of them had federal experience. And I had spent time at the end of the Obama administration in the Department of Transportation and felt like there was a lot that I took away from that that would be very helpful in us moving forward, particularly around like infrastructure and wanting to see us have a stronger voice in D.C. for things like healthcare and public education and student loan debt.
So during your victory speech, you said, quote, "We have the opportunity to reset the expectations about what people think when they think of Kansas." What do you think that people around the nation think of Kansas?
And I think the first thing that comes to most people's minds is probably Sam Brownback and Chris Kobach, who we don't have to worry about in Kansas, at least for a little while now. Our public school system and the teachers and all the folks who work in the public school system have not been given enough respect and not paid well enough. And so I think that a lot of times that's what folks think about when they think of Kansas. Mm. And unfortunately, they also think about things like Westboro Baptist Church and the anti-LGBT adoption bill that passed recently. I know I got asked about that a lot when I talked to national level folks. So
when we come back, I've got a question that was haunting my mind the entire time that you were running for the office, more with Congresswoman Sharice Davids.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Still talking with the Honorable Congresswoman from the state of Kansas, Sharice Davids. And as I was watching the coverage of the 3rd District congressional race, they labeled you. You were the amateur MMA fighter, the Native American, the LGBTQ candidate. And I wondered, do you embrace those labels as inclusive to other people, or do you see yourself as more than just those things?
Well, I'm definitely proud of who I am, and I'm never going to shy away from just being me, because I don't want to be anything else but who I am. But I definitely remember at the beginning, and in fact, when we were talking about why I decided to get into the race, you know, really one of the things that I felt like I was bringing to the table was this federal policy experience, both helping to create it when I was at transportation and also implementing it. I had spent time doing community and economic development work. And to me, those are the things that were the like the tangible substance that I could bring to this race and to the and now to this seat. And the other aspects of who I am and the other things that I also bring to the table are in a lot of ways they help me understand how all of our experiences are so different. And that when it is your job to try to represent every single person, that means that you have to recognize that every single person and group and interest has a different experience, and that experience is real and it's valid. I think a lot of times what we see missing from decision making and from the people who have been creating our laws and implementing our laws is that assumption that across the board everybody is experiencing things in the same exact way. We know that that's not true. To have all those labels is, you know, it's the easy way for people to try to differentiate one candidate from another and to categorize, because that's what people do. But for me, it just feels like the substance of what I bring to the table is the policy, the implementation, the knowing how to get things done, and all the other pieces of who I am just help add nuance to that and add an extra level of, in a lot of ways, an extra level of care and concern for making sure that everybody is included.
As I was watching the coverage, I was like, this is odd. They don't say this is the heterosexual candidate or this is some of his old jobs or interests. And I just wondered that. So yeah. Thank you.
The other thing that I noticed was that I've never been asked so many times what my experience as a woman is until I started running for office. And then I realized that I have never heard someone ask a male candidate, what is it like as a man to try to represent so many different people? And I literally had never thought about that. And I thought that was really interesting.
Wow. We have more with Congresswoman Sharice Davids coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, we need to throw it to Stacey Shaw Knows the Law. Stacey, what you got for us this morning?
Well, good morning. I am here at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum for Turkey Tuesday and Playmakers here also. And today we're going to be talking about the most important things that you need to remember over the Thanksgiving holiday. So I'm going to be here at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum at 7:35 giving you that information. So check me out then.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Partly sunny skies later on. Clear at 25 right now. At least some of shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Mike D, member of the Beastie Boys, is 53
now,
today.
Here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well.
Uh-huh.
Started way back in history with that rock and me.
Mike D.
Been had a little horsey named Paul.
Like that song right there.
Gymnast Dominique Dawes is 42.
Uh-huh.
Rapper Future.
Bitch chillin' at the parking lot. Imagine. I got a mind of man.
Where's my song though?
Well, which one?
You know the song I love from him.
Take it to trial?
No, that's not him, and you know that. It says he's 35, but disputed next. You know March Madness is my song.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I could have got that up. It's cool.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody born on November 20th.
So Tekashi 6ix9ine is facing life in prison over racketeering and firearms charges.
Oh, boy.
According to a 17-page federal indictment, the rapper is facing some serious jail time for being associated with Nine Trey Gangsta Bloods.
Yeah, that's somewhere in New York.
A firearm while committing a crime is one of the charges, which carries a possible life sentence and mandatory minimum of 25 years in prison. When you get caught with a gun in New York City,
it's serious.
You can pretty much forget it.
Lil Wayne is an example of that. And, you know, this young man, Shay, he's troubled. He likes to start stuff with people. And then, you know, when you start stuff, things escalate and happen. And then he has this... you know, this child case against him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He appeared in court on Monday with his hands and feet shackled. His family, including his mother, were present during the arraignment. And it looks like his lawyer attempted to get his client released on $1 million bail by offering the rapper be placed under house arrest and for him to surrender his passport. Of course, bail was denied, and the rapper remains in federal custody. If he is convicted on all charges, 6ix9ine faces a minimum of 32 years in prison.
Wow. Young man. What, he's 21, right?
He's very young. Man. But, you know, this saddens me because when you look at, remember Bobby Shmurda? Like,
yeah.
He was set to be the man, and then he got caught up
yep.
and been in prison. Same thing happened with Chief Keef, went in. I mean,
a lot of these
you
young
live
guys.
These lyrics, you can't do it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not you messing up the bag.
Yeah. And your life.
Like, and your life.
You are a young person. You have your whole life ahead of you. Not even, you know, at 21, you're not even a full grown man yet, to be honest with you.
You still got puppy water.
Yeah.
Black China is endorsing a skin lightening cream brand.
Oh man.
This is gonna sound like I'm lying, but I'm not. It's called White Nicious.
This is the last thing we need, Shay.
Times Black China Diamond Illuminating and Lightening Cream. It comes in a Swarovski studded jar and is being marketed to men and women of all skin types. It will cost you $250 to get this skin lightener.
I mean, if you're not happy with yourself and you want to do, you know, whatever you want to do to yourself, that's fine. But I just feel like...
I don't feel that way.
About what?
Skin lightening.
Well, no, I don't. I definitely... That ain't something that I would do or you would do. Just that some people want that, though.
If they had a $250 bottle of skin darkening, would you get it? Tell the truth.
Can I move on to the prize? Or...
No, but first, hold up.
Yes, I would get darker.
I know.
Yes, I would.
I know you would.
I want to
I
go back.
I immediately got a migraine.
I want to go back. I want to go back to the motherland. I
got a migraine.
Whatever.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, sir. Part three of our conversation with Kansas Congressperson Sharice Davids coming up at 7:52.
Yep.
In the meantime, Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, Brian.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's get to it.
Good morning. So this is the third year I've been broadcasting from the Negro League Baseball Museum for Turkey Tuesday. And every year I do a legal issue. This year it's five things that you need to remember over the Thanksgiving holiday. And the first thing is be grateful. And so I want to give a special shout out and thank you to you, Shay Moore, and Brian Reshiden for taking a chance on me with this segment. The awesome folks at KPRS, especially Myron Sears, James Kendall, Stacey Rhimes, and the Carter family. Thank you so much to my law firm. We started in 2011 in a tent at the Swap and Shop with $300. And so our managing partner, attorney Tom Dalton, managing associate Sean Lajani, attorney Victor Finkelstein, office manager Deborah Wright, our case managers Carlos Gomez and Mike Jones, our assistant Nicole Weston, all of the clients that support our community work. We represent generations of families in Kansas City. Without them referring and continually supporting us, we could not do any of the work that we do in the community. To my amazing family, my mom and dad, David and Ingershaw, who have both gone on to glory, my sisters, Jennifer Lanton, Veronica Berenicia Stanley, Deborah Wright, Juliana Shaw, my brother David Shaw, my six nieces and three nephews, my support system, LaDonna Adams, my pastor, Bishop Steve Haup and First Lady Donna Haup, and all of my church family at Harvest Church, my mentor Alicia Kennedy, my brother-in-arms Joey Thomas, and all the listeners. So I can't go anywhere in Kansas City without meeting people that listen to this show every single week. So thank you so much. I am so humbled and so blessed that you keep us going every single Tuesday. So if you have legal issues, if you have questions, I'm going to be down here all day today giving free legal advice. Also, you can give us a call at 816-359-1877. Check me out on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Stacey Shaw Law, and visit me at StaceyShawLaw.com. Until next time, be blessed, and thank you so much. I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Continuing our conversation with 3rd District Congressperson Sharice Davids.
What advice would you give other young minority women who are on their way to college, but they don't know what they want to do, but they might have an interest in going into politics?
One is take naps. If you can, do it. And then the other is, I really think that the kind of fork in the road for me in my life was when I realized that, like, no one else gets to decide what success means for me except for me. And that now has meant, you know, I decided to run for Congress, and there were a lot of people who questioned that decision and who maybe thought it wasn't that great of an idea. In college, people might tell you which classes you should take. Like, oh, if you want to go into politics, you should take this class. And I don't necessarily think that that's like a good way to think about it. It's what am I going to do to grow and learn so that I can contribute everything I know I have to offer? and it might not look exactly like what other people think that it should look like.
Top of the year, you'll be headed back to D.C. to represent Kansas. What are your short-term and long-term goals?
I just got back from D.C. doing the first week of orientation. We have another week of orientation and then a bipartisan kind of training, basically around policy and that kind of thing. My short-term goal is to really gain as strong an understanding as I can about how Congress works, how it's supposed to work, how it's working right now, because those two things are not always aligned. Mm-hmm. And then long-term, I want to do everything I can to be a strong contributor to increasing access to healthcare for as many people as possible. I want to figure out ways to help make sure that everybody has access to a quality public education from the beginning with Head Start. Definitely interested in working on getting money out of politics. You know, it should not be this expensive to participate in democracy. So those are in the immediate and the foreseeable future.
Emmanuel Cleaver says that you should support a new leader to replace Nancy Pelosi. What are your thoughts on that?
This whole conversation has been going on about the leadership of the Democratic Party, especially as part of this class that's coming in as probably the youngest average age of any class before us. There's so many new women, and it's such a diverse class. Emmanuel Cleaver has been a great resource. I'm happy to have him as a mentor. And, you know, that means that when we sit down and talk about these things, we're not always going to agree on every single thing, but I definitely appreciate his input on helping me navigate what it means to be a freshman congressperson in D.C. Somewhere toward the end of next week is when all these votes are going to happen, and I'm having phone calls and meetings across the board because there are lots of leadership positions up, and I'm definitely looking forward to getting through this leadership discussion so that we can get on to the business of working on legislation. You know, at this point, I haven't committed to anybody for the speaker position. I feel like I'm doing the diligence that it requires and the thoughtfulness it requires to make sure that as we move forward, we're in the best position to actually get things done. I'm asking everybody that I'm talking to, regardless of if it's the speaker position or any of the other leadership positions that are up, what is your plan for getting things done and doing business differently? And, you know, I've been talking about bipartisanship from the beginning, and so that's really important to me. It's really important to me that people understand the needs of the 3rd District in Kansas, and I'm still in the decision-making deliberation of all the positions.
Brian, she's not used to taking L's in her life, period, and she didn't take one election day. Thank you, newly elected Congresswoman Charisse Davids, for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you.
Candidly about Kansas.
And future president, Ms. Charisse Davids.
Kansas.
Man. What if that happened?
I know, right?
We got to take a picture, Brian.
Yeah. We're going to get that cracking right now. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Happy to be here.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Scoreboard read 54-51, Brian. I called upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew there were so many people at home, so many folk who were weary of heart,
right?
Whose spirits were low.
Mm-hmm.
Like Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I want.
I was about to finish the real one for you.
No, he know what I want. And that's a Super Bowl ring.
I know that's right.
So in the spirit of the Almighty God,
Chief's Kingdom, I come to you with the powers invested in me. In the powers of Chief's Kingdom. For the power of Patrick Mahomes and the refs and them penalties will not stop us. We may fall, but we will not stay down.
Hallelujah. Get up.
Open your Bible apps on your phone.
We fall down.
Go to the
get up.
The chapter of
we
Chiefs.
Fall down.
Verse 15.
Get up.
It says,
for a chief is just a winner.
Thou shalt throw the ball
deep. Down.
And Tyreek shall use his speed. Help me now.
You couldn't stay there.
Put your hand on your radios if you feel me.
We fall down.
We make it down.
We get up. We fall down.
But don't you stay down.
We get up.
For the power of Andy Reid and his play calling.
But we get up.
We will always get up.
for a chief is just a winner.
Kansas City, I don't think you hear me. Get up! I know that defense is down. I know the defense is down, but we shall get up. Like Cardi B said, we fall down 9 times, but we get up 10.
What? Cardi B failed.
She's on assistant board.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny skies later on. Right now, you are sunny. 28 at the Grammy Triangle. Shay was popping.
Snoop Dogg received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on yesterday with help from some of the biggest celebrities in the game. Dr. Dre, Quincy Jones, Pharrell, Ty Dolla $ign, Warren G, Jimmy Kimmel were all there as Snoop Dogg gave himself some props.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad
Hey, a true icon in the game. And I want to thank Snoop and my older brother for letting me listen to Doggy Style when I was 8 years old and knowing every single word on there.
You were not supposed to be exposed to that, young man.
Well, you can blame my brother for that, and he was 18 at the time.
Oh, my God. Loving Hip Hop Atlanta star Mimi Faust.
Oh, look at that.
Owes the IRS.
Star. Like it's questionable.
You picked that up.
Yeah, I did. She was a star after that video, though.
Girl, bad. She owes the IRS about $27,000 and has been hit with a lien.
She got it.
You think so?
She's working on what? Season 6, 7?
Usually when we talk about these celebrity debts, it'd be 400 grand, 3 grand.
Yeah, it's a measly, you know, 27 grand.
And this is
know?
Over 4 years, though. So she owed $1,136.57 from 2012. $4,000 in 2013, another $4,000 for 2015, and she was doing good in 16. $16,195.86.
That's when that tape.
Is that when it came out in 2016?
I think so, huh? Yeah.
For $40?
I think so.
Making that real money.
Yesterday, folks were concerned that Diddy was showing too much love to his deceased ex-girlfriend and baby mama Kim Porter.
How's that possible?
They were feeling that way because of the relationship that he had in the past with Cassie. I didn't quite understand the correlation, but a lot of people went online with those sentiments saying that Diddy was being disrespectful to their relationship.
No, he's not. This is the time. He's grieving.
I would agree.
Let him grieve the way that he... We don't know the relationship they had. And by the looks of it, they were extremely close. And they got kids together, fam. Come on now.
Well, Cassie laid all that stuff to rest. Said, don't cap for me. An amazing mother to her beautiful family. Lit up every room she entered. And now the most beautiful angel. Sending so much love and my condolences to the Porter and Combs family. I love you, Quincy, King Combs, Jesse, Delilah, Chance, Prince, JDC, and Diddy. She went on to say, Puff, you are already the best father. I know you will be amazing. Love you too. Call me Pumpkin, Misa Hilton, Mama Combs, and Grandpa Jake. You all always have my love and support. Love you.
See, that's called being grown. See, some people don't understand that because they're in dysfunctional relationships with, you know, their baby mothers, baby fathers, and all that type of stuff. That's called a family. A blended family, but it's family.
That's right. Look at you. You got some sense today.
Just a little bit.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
30-year-old man named Arthur Posey was at Willie's Chicken Shack in New Orleans, Brian, when employees called the police on him because he threatened to blow up the bathroom. Now, Posey says that he meant boo-boo.
Dog, how can you misconstrue that?
He said he meant boo-boo. Apparently, someone went live on Facebook, and we have the clip, Brian.
Wow.
Meanwhile, at Willie's Chicken Shack. Oh, man. Oh, damn. I don't think I should have ate no collard green with no real shot. Man. I'm finna go blow their bathroom up.
Excuse me, 911? Yeah, I have a man here that says he's going to blow my bathroom up. Yes, I am very concerned. I think you should send someone down here.
Come out of the bathroom with your hands up. You with the Sean John Velour tracksuit. Come on out with your hands up.
Let Playboy wash your hands on that, huh?
Both hands behind your head.
Hey, what'd I do?
Sir, you threatened to blow the bathroom up.
Man, I was just talking about needing to take a... Man, y'all some...
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.